What is the worth of a man or a woman? What is the value of a farm worker? How do you measure the value of a life? Ask the parents of Johnny Rodriguez. Johnny Rodriguez wasn't even a man. Johnny was a five-year-old boy when he died after a painful two-year battle against cancer. His parents, Juan and Aaliyah, are farm workers. Like all grape workers, they are exposed to pesticides and other agricultural chemicals. Aaliyah worked in the table grapes around Delano, California, until she was 8 months pregnant with Johnny. The wealth and plenty of California agribusiness are built atop the suffering of generations of California farm workers. Farm labor history across America is one shameful tale after another of hardship and exploitation. Malnutrition among migrant children, tuberculosis, pneumonia, and respiratory infections, average life expectancy more than 20 years below the U.S. norm. When farm workers organize against these injustices, they are met with brutality and coercion and death. Who will protect farm workers from poisoning if it isn't the Farm Workers Union? The Environmental Protection Agency won't do it. The law won't do it. Oscar Wilde once said, "A cynic is someone who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing." We look at the price. We don't look at the value. Economics and profit drive everything. Do we carry in our hearts the suffering of farm workers and their children? Do we feel their pain deeply enough? The answer lies with you and me. It is with all men and women who share the suffering and yearn with us for a better world.
Early in 1991, President George Bush Sr. sent American troops into Iraq, presumably to liberate Kuwait from the control of Saddam Hussein, more likely to assure American power in the oil-rich countries of the Middle East. The government had learned from the Vietnam experience that an anti-war movement must not be allowed time to develop, that U.S. casualties must be kept low, and that information about the war must be controlled. A massive air attack quickly defeated the forces of Saddam Hussein, and the American people were kept ignorant of the large numbers of casualties among Iraqi civilians. Nevertheless, a protest movement developed, and there were refusals among the military to participate in the war. A Navy Reserve Corpsman named James Lawrence Harrington wrote a letter of resignation to his commander.